This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is shining brightly across Israel today. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a perfect day to be outside in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the breeze is offering a pleasant relief. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has issued a warning of strikes on Beirut. This comes after Hezbollah drones entered Israel near the Lebanon border. Also, Times of Israel notes from earlier today that two drones hit northern Israel. There are no injuries reported. There are also reports of shelling in Lebanon as the IDF advances. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Iran experienced a limited cyber attack impacting four banks. No customer data was breached. Separately, Axios reports from earlier this week that Iran has launched missiles at Israel. This marks the first attack since the ceasefire, potentially threatening ongoing negotiations. And finally, Times of Israel shares earlier today that an emerging U.S.-Iran agreement may not meet Jerusalem's war objectives, according to Lapid. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has issued evacuation warnings to residents in 29 towns in southern Lebanon. Joe Truzman, an analyst, noted just now that the Israeli military has killed a Palestinian Islamic Jihad public relations official. Al Arabiya English shared minutes ago that Republican strategist Adolfo Franco discussed Iran's strategy, emphasizing Tehran's commitment to a long-term plan with ongoing U.S. negotiations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation at the Lebanon border, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's drone activity triggered Israel's threat of strikes in Beirut's Dahiye neighborhood. This is part of a new strategic equation between the two forces. Civilians in the area are advised to stay vigilant as tensions escalate, turning to the drone attack in northern Israel. The Times of Israel confirms that earlier today, the drones impacted a military zone without causing injuries. The incident coincides with reports of IDF activity in Lebanon, highlighting the ongoing military tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's banking sector faced a cyber attack earlier today, disrupting services, though no data was compromised. This comes amid increased cyber warfare tactics in the region, presenting ongoing security challenges for Iranian institutions. In earlier reporting, Axios detailed that Iran's missile launch at Israel this week could reignite conflict and disrupt delicate negotiations. The international community watches closely as this development poses a significant threat to peace efforts. Finally, the Times of Israel discusses criticism from Lapid about the U.S.-Iran agreement. He argues it falls short of Jerusalem's goals for peace and security. The outcome of these negotiations holds implications for regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports from earlier today on the IDF's Cyber War Simulator. This innovative training program prepares soldiers for cyber attacks, reflecting Israel's focus on digital defense. Separately, Globes reported earlier this week that foreign home purchases in Israel have surprisingly decreased. This trend contradicts expectations linked to rising anti-Semitism abroad. And finally, Ynet Business noted earlier this week that Tel Aviv stocks are losing momentum. Despite a strong year, investor confidence is wavering due to security concerns and market valuations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.